Hello and welcome to the Top 30 podcast. I'm Richard Bacon.
And I'm Kristen Smith. Here are your top 30 stories in 30 minutes.
Americans are getting more items shipped to their homes than ever before, and that means more cardboard boxes available for recycling. But an analysis by USA Today found Americans are throwing away more cardboard boxes than in years past instead of recycling them. Last year, the number of shipping containers was up 3.5% from the year before, but Americans recycled 300,000 fewer tons of these containers. Grocery and big box stores recycle at least 90% of the boxes they receive because most have a process in place to do so. But they're getting fewer boxes and homeowners are getting more. And that's a big issue. Statistics show that about 40% of Americans don't have access to or don't sign up for curbside recycling. And just about 25% of the cardboard people get is actually sent back. Online shopping is expected to become even more popular. So if this downward trend in recycling continues, even more boxes will go from doorstep to trash.
Summer is upon us, which means it's time to head outside for some fun in the sun. And to help families prepare, experts at the Baylor College of Medicine look to debunk a few common summer health myths. For parents taking their kids to the beach and inevitably deal with the usual cuts and scrapes, Isabel Valdez, a physician assistant and instructor of family and community medicine at the Baylor College of Medicine, says the commonly known remedy of salt water as a way to kill germs is a myth. It can actually be quite dangerous. Salt water from the beach can actually contain germs or bacteria that can infect an open wound, Valdez says. She recommends washing the wound with warm, soapy water. Another one of summer's greatest debates comes when deciding whether or not you need to wait to go in the pool after eating because of the possibility of cramps. Valdez says that it's actually true, but to a certain extent. She says if you go swimming or do any physical activities too soon after you eat, there is a chance you can get cramps because your food hasn't had time to settle. So now you know and can proceed with summer fun.
Movies made by Hollywood studios are featuring fewer lesbian, gay, bisexual, or transgender characters. Just 12% of mainstream movies released last year had LGBT characters. This according to a report by the Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation. That's a decrease of 6% from the year before. It's also the lowest number recorded by GLAAD since they began tracking films in 2012. Researchers also evaluated whether the characters were well-rounded and important to the plot. Examples of LGBT characters in studio films include Zoe Kravitz's character in Rough Night, and Damien Bashir's character in Alien Covenant. But the report criticized Thor Ragnarok for cutting a scene that would have revealed the character Valkyrie is bisexual. The president of GLAAD said in a statement, "Now is the time to ensure the industry takes meaningful action and incorporates LGBTQ stories and creators." GLAAD's report did have some positive findings, noting that on-screen characters had become more racially diverse.
Danielle Knox from Fox 35 Orlando has what you need to know today. So, Danielle, I hear there's one item in our kitchen we should wash immediately.
That's right, Kristen. Listen to this. Many of us use our kitchen towels right instead of paper towels because we want to help the earth. But researchers say kitchen towels hold an awful lot of pretty gross stuff that can actually make you sick. They collected 100 towels, and after a month of use, they found 49% had bacterial growth, including E. coli and other pathogens that can cause food poisoning. Researchers say you should frequently wash your cloth towels on the hot cycle to remove bacteria. All you single ladies, listen up. According to a new study, walking a certain way may be the key to attracting a partner. Researchers put reflective markers on women and filmed them walking on a treadmill. The women's features were then removed from the footage, leaving only the points of light from the reflectors. Researchers discovered women judged to be the most attractive had a smaller waist-to-hip ratio and an hourglass shape. And women who wiggled their hips and took smaller steps were also considered more attractive. Okay. Well, it turns out we eat a lot of extra calories at work, whether it's somebody bringing in donuts or a birthday cake or pizza. A new survey finds nearly 25% of us eat an extra 1,300 calories at work every week. And that's what you need to know. But Kristen, we just can't say no to our coworkers' birthday cakes, can we?
Of course not. We have to celebrate, don't we? Thanks, Danielle.
time for your top 30 health roundup. 45% of diabetics say they've skipped care due to cost. This according to a survey by Upwell Health. More than 4 out of 10 have spent more than $1,000 on their diabetes in the past year. About 30 million Americans have diabetes. Many rely on the life-saving drug insulin, but insulin prices keep climbing. Its price triples over just 11 years. The American Medical Association has called on lawmakers to protect diabetics from price gouging. In our next story, new research questions whether the flavors in e-cigarettes could be dangerous. A study by the Boston University School of Medicine found that flavored liquids used in vaping products could harm blood vessels and eventually lead to heart attack and stroke. 9 popular flavors were found to hurt the production of nitric oxide, which helps the body prevent inflammation. A decrease in the substance is considered an early predictor for cardiovascular disease. The study's lead author said, "Our findings suggest that these flavoring additives may have serious health consequences." And finally, scientists are baffled by a man who took one of the longest flights in the world without using a restroom even once. Researchers at the University of Sydney are working with the airline Qantas to study passenger comfort on long flights. Volunteers on flights are fitted with wearable technology to see how flying affects anxiety, sleep, and recovery from jet lag. A man on a 17-hour non-stop flight from Perth to London stayed in his seat for the entire flight. The researchers had to double-check his equipment to make sure it was working. The team thinks the passenger may have been less likely to move because he was in a comfortable business class seat.
With wedding season in full swing, there's a growing trend among millennials. Barnyard weddings. Think exposed beams, mason jars, chalkboard signs, barrels, and long wooden benches. According to TheKnot.com, weddings in a barn or in a farm or ranch have increased by 13% since 2009. The rising trend is largely influenced by the rising trend of rustic chic. Wedding planner Gabrielle Stone said, "We're not seeing bales of hay in the middle of the barn. No one is wearing overalls, per se. And that's where the chic comes in. They're not choosing barnyards because they're cheap. The expense of a wedding has continued to climb, with the national average cost for a wedding in 2017 at $33,391. And barnyard weddings are no exception."
According to a new study from UCLA and Equinox, sleep coaches can significantly improve your workout. Sleep coaches help you make tiny changes in lifestyle habits to improve your sleep, which leads to you getting more out of your exercise. The research says these changes can include, but aren't limited to, alcohol consumption, bedtimes, and sleeping positions. The findings indicate that sleep coaches greatly improve athletic performance, increase endurance, and decrease body fat. So, we need to go to bed earlier, and I need to figure out how to become a sleep coach. Most Americans don't trust self-driving cars, according to a report by AAA. 73% of people would be afraid to ride in an autonomous vehicle, an increase of 10% from last year. Just 20% of people say they trust self-driving vehicles.
20%? Wow.
Yeah. Well, it's early days. Journalist for Auto Trader says here, there are accidents every day, but there is a magnifying glass on autonomous vehicles because there's a perception they're going to be flawless. More than 37,000 people died on U.S. roads in 2016.
Yeah. Some people argue that self-driving cars would be safer than, you know, human driving cars.
Well, I think everyone argues that. I mean, they will be in time.
When there's news like the accident in Tempe where the Uber driver killed the pedestrian, or in California when the self-driving car killed someone, I think headlines like that are what scares people, and it's unfamiliarity.
It is exactly that. It's like autopilot on an aeroplane. No, if you announce to the passengers, we're going to switch off autopilot and the pilots are just going to fly the planes from beginning to end from now on. Yeah. You would think, oh, no, I don't want a human doing it. I want the computer to do it because autopilot works. We'll get there with self-driving cars.
Okay, well. We'll see. All right, well, more people are taking out loans to pay for vacation. This may shock you. Some personal lending companies like Affirm advertise loans for travel or vacation. A few even specialize in travel loans like Airfordable. But financial experts aren't so sure it's wise to pay for summer vacation on an installment plan. In fact, one money expert, and I love this quote, says it's a terrible idea all around. If you can't afford to pay for your vacation out of cash on hand, don't take a vacation. But that's not the American way, is it? We like to spend money we don't
have. Borrow money. That's true. So in this case, you'd be going on holiday, but with a contract hanging over you. Sure, have your holiday, but if you don't meet the payments, then this and this and this can happen to you.
Yeah, and the interest rate, though, is shown up front.
Yeah.
And so you know exactly what you're going to be paying, and maybe it's a little bit more comforting that the solid amount would be solid.
Yeah, that's true. That's a very good point. Affirm, one of the companies offering this, their interest rate can be up to 30%.
Sometimes double even what a credit card would be.
You're going to spend more money, obviously, by financing your holiday, so don't do it unless you need to do it.
Yeah, but nobody really needs a vacation, right? We want true. A vacation. We don't need a vacation.
Yeah, you might need a car. You might need a house. You don't need a vacation.
Nope. In today's Hometown Stories from Fox 4 Dallas, DeVincent Martin is not your typical grad student. He's 47 years old and a combat veteran. After his time in the service, DeVincent worked in sales, but he later decided to go back to school. After taking a career aptitude test, he decided to study environmental science. And now DeVincent has returned to his roots in South Dallas to fight against food deserts or areas where there's a low supply of healthy, fresh produce. In our second story from Fox 5 New York, Holy Name Hospital in Teaneck, New Jersey, provides a unique support group to patients battling cancer. Its Cancer Support Community Program offers classes in drumming, Tai Chi, even cell phone art photography. And members like Jane Martinez say the most important thing they get out of the program is a connection with other cancer patients.
It's sad that other people are going through the same thing, but it's nice to be able to connect to people and understand what you're going through.
And in our final story from Fox 13 Tampa Bay, Kelly Casto was inspired to start the organization Saving Our Seniors while she was working as a therapist. She saw that all too often the elderly people she worked with couldn't afford the medical equipment they needed, things like walkers, wheelchairs, and even hospital beds. So she decided to step in and help seniors get the equipment they need free of charge. The goal, to help them lead more independent lives. So far, Kelly has helped more than 500 seniors, and she has no plans of slowing down. A New York man is suing CVS Pharmacy. He says he dropped off a prescription for Viagra and told the clerk he would pay for the medicine himself and not to bill his insurance. But he says a few days later, his wife called the pharmacy about her own prescriptions, and the worker told her about his medication without permission. Now, this guy says he experienced severe mental injury and emotional harm all because of this. You know, I read this story, and you gotta feel for this guy. You know, he's trying to keep it on the low that he's getting Viagra. He says it basically ripped his marriage apart, the fact that this employee allegedly divulged this information to his wife.
I don't know whether I feel for him, actually. I mean, I think that the question I would ask is, what were the underlying problems he had in his marriage? Because to say that a marriage will end just because of this singular incident seems to me to be at odds with the complex reality of being in a long-term relationship.
Right. But in a court of law, he does say his wife is a third party, and he's saying his rights were violated. So despite your... I agree with you.
A straightforward mistake, and I think he's blaming CVS for too much.
Well, CVS did release a statement. So in part, it says, CVS places the highest priority on protecting the privacy of those we serve.
New science suggests that a lack of exercise isn't only bad for your body, but it can change your personality. Researchers analyzed data for 9,000 people over 20 years. It's a big sample size, and they found reduction in conscientiousness, openness, agreeableness, and extroversion. These are four of the so-called big five personality traits. Yeah. The most interesting thing about this study is that this has been reported on before.
Yeah.
This research backs it up, that personalities change more over the course of your life than most of us realized.
Yeah.
And that if you just sit on a sofa all day, it's going to change quite a lot and in the wrong direction.
Yeah, no, for sure. I just wonder if the adverse scenario is true. Like, if you're not open to new experiences, if you don't work very hard, and if you're less sociable to begin with, if you then in turn have a more sedentary lifestyle. You know what I mean? Like, if it's cause and effect, or those people happen to sit on their butt a lot.
But it's almost like if you the more you are sedentary, the less open you are to new ideas and concepts and experiences. So you become set in your ways, literally and figuratively.
Right. I know, right? All right, how about this story? It's not unusual to hear adults use baby talk when interacting with a baby, but new research shows dogs seem to prefer baby talk over a normal human voice, which I personally love because I'm always like, come here, baby, come here.
You have a dog?
Yeah, her name's Irie. And I love it too because babies grow older and you have to stop using baby talk, but with dogs, you can always use baby talk.
Basically, as far as I can understand with baby talk, you do speak a bit slower, right? You hold the word for longer.
Come here, baby. Yep.
Yeah?
Yeah, that would be true.
Yeah. What's so nice for the dogs is that they're not intelligent enough to realize that baby talk is intensely annoying.
True. A new study shows that music lessons help kids do better in school and improve their cognitive abilities. Researchers at VU University of Amsterdam found that music lessons proved to be a benefit to children in all academic subjects. Studying 147 students for more than 2 years, researchers found an improved ability to plan, organize, and complete tasks, along with an overall academic improvement. The study's lead author said, "This suggests that the cognitive skills developed during music lessons can influence children's cognitive abilities in completely unrelated subjects, leading to overall improved academic performance." This discovery is thought to be especially startling because music classes are one of the first things to be cut by schools when budgeting.
A new report highlights the best time for new college grads to get a job and enter the workforce. And the report breaks it down by entry-level jobs that need a college degree. For example, if you're looking for a teaching job or something in sales, the best month has already passed by this year. May actually had the most postings for those professions. June is the best time for engineers, assistant managers, and administrative assistants to apply. And if you're in the customer service or marketing field, get your resume out there now because July is the best month to look for openings. The report also listed the fastest growing professions that may offer good entry level opportunities. Here is a comparison of current openings to those from April of last year. Customer experience ranks number one, followed by businesses development rep and outside sales. It's a good time to be applying. College grads are entering the best job market since the financial crisis.
Andrea Robinson from Fox 10 Phoenix brings you this week's life hack. So, Andrea, what do you have for us?
Hey, Kristen, life hacks this week, perfect for the summer, especially if you're planning a summer birthday party and you're trying to serve ice cream to a crowd. Take a muffin tin, 12 spots, line them with muffin liners, and simply scoop the ice cream into each liner, put it in the freezer, and then when you're ready to serve the ice cream at a party with the cake, it's ready to go. Next up, another summer hack. It's a rite of passage for most kids, green hair from swimming too much in the chlorine. How do you get rid of it? Well, the next time your child goes swimming, make sure you wet their hair first. That sort of acts like a barrier. But if it does become green, the next time you wash their hair in the shampoo, place baking soda, make a paste, rub it really good. You might have to do this a couple of times until the green strips away from the hair. But soon enough, their hair will be back to blonde. Lastly, a use for club soda, cleaning a cast iron skillet. When it is still warm after you've cooked on it to get off the stuck on food that's left on there, pour club soda, the bubbles will start to activate and then you won't have to scrub so much. Simply rinse it with regular water and it will be good to cook again. Kristen, those are your life hacks this week. Back to you.
As usual, all great stuff. Thanks, Andrea.
Canadians are finding the stigma of having type 1 diabetes is deterring many young people from addressing their health issues head on. In a study authored by McGill University's Dr. Kaberi Dasgupta, they found that managing the condition, in addition to the stresses of school, career paths, and romantic relationships, can be really tough for young people to navigate. Montreal University student Michael Wright said of his diagnosis age 16, "I didn't want to show it in front of my friends. I didn't want to seem uncool. I was kind of embarrassed to do the injections in front of people because it's visual. Dr. Dasgupta found that people experiencing those stigmas were three times as likely to have dangerous low blood sugar levels, meaning they were neglecting their disease. Without a real solution to eliminating the stigmas, researchers set up social media communities where members could find support in each other. Thanks for listening to the Top 30 podcast. Tune in every weekday for a new episode. And please make sure to rate and subscribe on iTunes so you'll never miss a story.
You can find out more about the show by following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Top 30 TV. Until next time, Top 30ers, stay safe and have a great day.